I'd like to share with you one of the profound psychological insights that one of the great Chassidish masters, the Kartzker Rebbe, has on a pasuk in Devarim. But before that, I want to share with you just why I believe it's Chassidish Torah. Because in contrast to Litvish Torah, the way the Litvaks learn is where one is trying to uncover the meaning of the pshat, the meaning of the basic level of what the Chumash had intended, or what Rashi had intended, or whatever one of the commentaries intended. The Chassidish style of learning, Chassidish Torah, is less interested in what and uncovering what the author had intended, and more interested in developing psychological, religious, emotional mindset and understanding that enables one to grow religiously, enables one to commit, enables one to further Avodas Hashem, further Yirat Shamayim. In contrast to Litvish Torah, where the goal is to uncover and understand Torah, Chassidish Torah, the goal is to understand yourself. So on the pasuk in Sefer Devarim, in Parshas Ekev, the Torah says, "V'haya and it shall be ki shachoach tishkach shemokecha." If you forget God, "V'alachta Elohim acherim," and you follow other gods, "V'avadatam v'shtachavisa lehem," you serve them, worshiping them. Hashem says, "I testify, you'll be punished, you'll be sent out, like all the other nations who also made a mistake for not listening to Hashem. So too, I will punish you." The pasuk pshat of the pasuk is simply that, if you don't listen to Hashem, you'll be punished. But the Medrash says something fascinating. The Medrash says the word Vahaya has a hidden connotation over here. It connotes simcha, positivity, happiness. There's a certain joy. There's a certain positive element, the happiness that occurs over here. So the obvious question becomes, what's the Medrash talking about? What positive element is there? What happiness is there in forgetting about God? And I'll share with you two interesting insights. The first is perhaps the Pasha Pshat in the Medrash, and then what the Kartzker Rebbe suggests. The Pasha Pshat may very well be there's a certain psychological, emotional feeling of, hey, let's forget about God and live happy lives. Let's not feel restricted. Let's not feel, you know, bound by the mitzvahs of the Torah. Let's go out and have fun. Let's go out and party. In a certain sense, the simcha v'hayom shachar, there's a certain psychological simcha a person may think they're feeling. Wow, it must be so great to not to serve Hashem. Perhaps that's what the Medrash has in mind. If a person forgets God because all they care about is happiness and not about serving Hashem, perhaps that's what the Medrash is alluding to. But the Kartzker Rebbe offers a different read of the pasuk based upon the Medrash. He says, if you forget to be happy, then tishkach et Hashem lokech. If you forget to be happy, life without happiness often leads one to abandon Hashem. That's important for us to know for ourselves, important for us to know for our children. Happiness is one of the key central ingredients in long-term commitment to religion, in long-term commitment to Avodas Hashem. That's a fascinating insight because I guess on the most simple level, it's understood the more one is happy doing something, the more one will continue with that behavior. The more one is happy serving Hashem, the more one will continue serving Hashem, like everything else in the world. You enjoy playing basketball, you'll play more of it. You don't like it, you'll probably stop. You enjoy the job that you have, you'll want to stick with it long term. You don't enjoy it, you'll start looking for a different job, a different career, a different profession. So on one level, it's very simple. But on a deeper level, this is what got me excited about the Kartzker. It attacks or it reflects something very deep and profound, which is, psychologically speaking, anything that anyone ever wanted, us, our children, anything we've ever wanted, it was because we thought it would lead us to one of two things: happiness, pleasure, and enjoyment, or truth, meaning, and purpose. Ultimately, everything we want is just a means to one of those two ends. We want to live lives that are purposeful, truthful. And I suggest that religion is the most purposeful thing one can do. What can be more purposeful than what God wants? What can be more meaningful than to do what God, the one who defines what meaning is, requests from us, wants from us? That's the ultimate purpose. That's the ultimate meaning. And to synthesize it with happiness and with truth and enjoyment, what could be greater? Those are the two quests, the two thirsts that man have. And religion's job is to quench those two thirsts, to give us truth and to give us happiness. As the pasuk says, "Ivdu es Hashem," serve Hashem. But how should you serve him? B'simcha. Bo'ul afan of, come in front of God, interact with God, but do a birnana, do it with song. To ensure our own religious success. To help facilitate, because there's no guarantees, but to help facilitate our children's religious commitment. make sure, don't forget to be happy. Don't forget to create an environment where our children can serve Hashem b'simcha. Because if you forget to be happy, as the Kartzka reads, very possibly you'll come to forget Hashem. We should create religious environments for ourselves and for our children, for our families, for our students, and for all of Klal Yisrael. One that facilitates our need to find truth and purpose while simultaneously finding happiness and enjoyment.